We're going to do a tune that we have on our last CD, and I'd like to thank all you folks for buying our record. It's only been out about 2 weeks, but it's doing real well, and this is a number that we have on there. It's entitled, I'm Learning the Blues. Can you give me that kickoff again there, Jason? And I'll get the words this time, okay?
The tables are empty. The dance floor's deserted.
I started it the other time.
Hey, the same love song. It's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning. Just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in the crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You walk that floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. You light one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track. Nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You walk that floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues.
To pick a tune right now, folks. Let's see here. Yeah, let's do that new one. Y'all too, boys? Yeah, come up and tell them about that. Let's see. I need to introduce some of these guys. How about a little hand for Ronnie McCurry? He's going to come up and do you a mandolin tune.
Thanks, Dad. Thank you, folks. I appreciate it. I'm going to pick a number that we did just recently record. I wrote this number and got the title from a good friend of mine, Buck White, who's a great mandolin player, and the family of the Whites. He told me that one time he was plumbing back in West Texas in the late 50s, and there's a fella on the crew with him that was just gold bricking around there, and I didn't know what that meant. So I stopped and asked him. He said, "That's somebody do anything to get out of work." So I got to thank him for this title.